This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, April 10. Worthy of suffering? Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 1. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you, or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one Spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you, on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. In our scripture for today, the Apostle Paul is not sure whether he'll be able to visit his readers in Philippi. But whatever happens, he says, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Accepting the gift of faith in Christ means more than having a reservation in heaven. God calls us into an eternal relationship with consequences. The life of the believer is not designed to be one of leisure or merely looking forward to an eternal reward. We're here on a mission, chosen by God to do His will and His work in this world. We must realize that this is serious business. It's more than holding to certain beliefs to escape total destruction. It's a way of life calling for sacrifice. It may include suffering. Living for Christ can be costly. Paul experienced joy as he shared the gospel, but he also endured painful rejection and physical suffering. Following Jesus is a call to obedience, a discipleship of duty. Conducting ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ means serving Him in all areas of life, no matter what consequences we might face. It applies every hour, every day. Being given an opportunity to suffer for Jesus sounds unusual, and yet it's a gift. We have to experience it before we can understand. Are we willing? Pray with me. Jesus, help me to realize that you suffered for my sake. Empower me to be willing to suffer for you and your kingdom, no matter what. In your name I pray, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.